Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a treat on this episode of Do What You Love, Love What You Do. I got to do a video conference with Jeff Martin, CEO of University Recruiters and CEO of Jeffrey Agency, the top recruiting agency on the East Coast in the Baltimore, Maryland area. His brand reaches across nationwide. You might have seen him in some videos with Gary Vee, and you might have even seen this guy on LinkedIn. Just recently, he had a post go viral that reached over 10 million people. So sit back, relax, take some notes as we talk about entrepreneurship and building a brand and doing what it takes to get to the top. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do What You Love, Love What You Do. Real excited, another time of the year. January is almost over, and we're just out here grinding. And I always talk about just being at the right time, finding the right people to connect with. And Lord and behold, I reached out to a guy through another connection that I had made last year, and it was Jeff Martin. It happened to be the man who you will soon know about. And I was able to connect with him, and he's doing amazing things out here on the East Coast in the Baltimore area. Jeff, we have listeners and viewers, so just say what's up to them, and then we'll dive right into it.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's Friday. For those of you that are dreaming about happy hour, you're thinking about the wrong thing, but I'm glad you're watching.
That's what's up, man. Hey, so, Jeff, I'm just going to bring you in, man. So tell us your background, and then what are you currently doing now?
Yeah, background is I've been in staffing recruiting literally since the day I graduated college. So let's just say 16 years, right? So I've been at it for a while. The first 15 of that, the first 13 of that was with a big corporate company. Got to be honest with you, awesome company. I learned, I was surrounded by winners, right? That's the key. Everyone leaves their companies and they bash them. I got nothing bad to say. Everything I learned and the reason I am where I am today with some of the lessons that I learned, but it got to the point where it was, maybe I wanted more. And by the way, I was getting paid. I mean, it was big pay, but it wasn't me, right? I was a puppet. Life was good. No complaints. I'm not a basher, but it was time for me to say that I want to get to that next level, which I knew was going to be 100 steps back. So about 5 years ago, with the blessing of all the people in the company, I kind of was able to transition literally across the street and open my own staffing firm, which started out as University Recruiters. We want to go after these young hustlers out of school. There's a niche there, and the niche is no one wants them or no one wants to deal with them, right? So I said, screw it. I'll love it. Let's take them on. Coincide to that, we started the Jeffrey Agency about a month later, which was honestly, it's the same people, right? It's the same recruiters, but different companies want, some companies don't want to be represented by a brand that is college kids, right?
Right.
So the Jeffrey Agency is that higher level person that wants to feel better about themselves. Truth be told, same recruiter, same roof, just different avenues. And then out of that is where I do my coaching, my career coaching, my mentorship, which honestly is the favorite, my favorite part of the job. That's the thing I get the most joy out of besides watching my team win, right? There's no better feeling when you take people on. I'm not really chasing the money. I've been there. Right, I'm watching these guys, and I know that if they win, I'm gonna win. So we got those two companies, and just like anything else, my man, it was day one. I was in an office, probably the size of my private office now. No carpets, three folding tables. We plugged the phones into the computers, and we got at it. It was me and three other employees. Time over time, zero clients, by the way, like zero.
Start from zero.
You know what? Which when you're a grinder and you have it, sometimes that's good. You know what I mean? It's like, let me see if I'm, let me see, you know, if the 35-year-old Jeff still has with the 25-year-old, and you know, so it was scary because you got family and all that crap, but it gave you that, you know, that why, right? We always talk about the why, mm-hmm. and the why was, because I don't lose. That's my why. Which, by the way, changes every day, right? You get married, it changes. Kids changes. Career changes. Employees, it changes. But at that point, my why was why not, right? You know. So 5 years later, we're a nationally recognized company, branded. In the last year or so, I've connected with Gary Vaynerchuk. That sort of put me on another level of more legitimacy than anything else, and very, very all over social, you know, trying to be that thought leader out there, doing 50% of what I do for free, right? You got to give, then you can ask later. And, you know, so now we're in a brand new building. It's our fifth space in the last 2 years. We keep outgrowing, which is good. More employees, more mouths to feed, right? I got to make sure I have enough work for all of them.
That's right.
And, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I could sleep for a second thinking that I made it. Mm. Yeah, as you know, every day. I've been on the canvas more time this year than I have in my whole life. It is what it is, right? More employees, more pain, and you know, half my time is spent fighting and putting out fires. But, you know, this game of entrepreneurship is not for everybody. And, you know, one of the lessons I teach people, that I tell them is, if you can't take a punch in the face daily, don't get in it. Bottom line.
Yeah, man. And that's awesome. And you just hit on a lot of things. The first thing I noticed was the why. You had that in place. Entrepreneurship isn't for everyone.
And no.
One of the questions I had written down, you already answered, was, is there a ceiling? And you already answered, no, there's no ceiling for you.
Yeah, there is. I mean, the ceiling's right here, right? It's the 8 inches. It's your mentality. And if someone tells you that there's a ceiling, you're crazy. I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get to a point where I want to go on cruise control and just maintain, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I know people that have built good companies and now they're just sort of enjoying it. But for me right now, not even close. You know, not even a fraction of a 1% to where I want to be. So no ceiling.
So let me ask you a question, Jeff. The name of the show is Do What You Love, Love What You Do. What exactly does that mean? And how can you provide us with examples of that? And, you know, how can you, I guess, promote that mental attitude to everybody?
I just did a post the other day on this, honestly. You know, I started out by saying, the post started out by saying, you know, don't trip over pennies on your way to dollars, right? There's too many people that, and we just went through this, a young lady, she's making 50K. We get her a job, one of the sickest opportunities you could ever imagine. Her company comes back, offers her $5,000 more. She stays, she chases the money. I know where she'll be in 90 days, right? So I always say that, you know, you got to do what you love. It doesn't mean you're self-employed, but if you don't wake up with an excitement to go to work, we're all going to have days. We're all going to have days we want to stay in bed, right? I don't care who you are. But if in general, you don't feel it, you don't have that fire, right? You're in the wrong spot. So I believe when you say that quote for me, right, I have to absolutely believe in what I'm doing. Right. And I, you know, I have to love what I do, but I also got to believe in it. I think they're kind of together. And I believe that if you do that and you love what you do, and this kind of, you know, my boy Gary Vaynerchuk puts this into me, right? If you just absolutely love what you do, you'll find out a way, you'll discover a way to make money doing it. Because these times are different, man. I mean, you could just be a blogger, you could be a YouTuber, right? And you could start making money. 5-6 years ago, you know, this wasn't around.
Right.
So what your whole name of the show is more relevant than ever. Because 10 years ago, I'd say, yeah, I love this, but how can I make money doing it? Right? You know, I love talking about God. How can I make money doing it? Well, now you can. Now you pick up a camera, you get followers, you grind. Next thing you know, it turns into money. So to me, it's plain and simple. it's not just loving it, it's believing in it. Two different things. I think they go together, but you got to believe in your cause, right? Because when you get kicked between the legs and you're down on both knees, if you don't believe, you ain't getting back up.
Nope.
Right? It's the belief that gets you back up, not necessarily the love, right? I love a lot of things. I can't do them all. But when you love and believe.
So let me ask you this, Jeff. You know, why do you believe in entrepreneurship? I mean, you know, is it a fad right now? I hear it a lot. I've been part of it ever since high school. I've always wanted more. Even when I had little jobs, I always wanted to do more or seen opportunities and made it happen. Is it a fad right now? Do you see that as a fad? Everybody wants to be entrepreneurial?
You know, I don't think it's a fad. I think it's just the opportunity. Right, like we just talked about. I know when I came out of college, it was so hard to make a living, right? I mean, unless you went to work for a company. So I don't think it's a fad. I mean, obviously owning two recruiting companies, I see this all day long. I think there's never been a better opportunity. There's more tools and there's more platforms to allow you to do and be your own boss than ever before. Will that change? I don't think so. I think it'll just get easier. You know, as technology changes and what you're seeing out, or you may not see it, but I see it, the amount of big companies, I'm not saying they're shrinking, but the smaller ones are the ones popping up doing all the hiring, right? So I see it on a different, I see it on a different level. Mm-hmm. That I don't believe it's a fad. I believe it's the time of the world we're living in that it's possible. I believe in it and I love it just because I just don't want to work for anybody. I want to call my shots, you know, bottom line, right? If I want to go left, I want to go left. And if I make a mistake and screw up, it's on me. So I believe in it just because, you know, born and raised in that mentality. I don't think everyone has that mentality, right? That comes with it. But to answer your question, I don't think it's a fad. I think it's just the time of the world we're living in that you could literally put a backpack on, do a weird dance, right? Backpack man, whatever the hell the kid's name is, and become a millionaire, right? If you love music, right? Back in the day when I grew up, right? I'm not that old, but back in the day, you had to like fight to get in and get a record label. Now I'll grab my guitar, I'll jam, not me personally, I'll jam in front of YouTube and shit. If that goes viral, I just made it. You know what I mean? So it's easier than ever, but don't confuse that with it's easy. It's easier. It ain't easy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And, you know, a lot of times I see on my social feed, especially you probably see it too, just a lot of people looking to – get rich quick or make the easy buck, you know, maybe off of some type of service or some type of skill. But like you said, it's the technology and the resources we have make it easier, but you still got to grind it out. Jeff, you know, I posted something the other day about time and how time is like our greatest asset that we have. And, you know, I'm learning that when I was able to value my time, right? I value my life more. How does owning your own time, Jeff, how has that impacted your life, owning your own time?
You know, good and bad, right? When you're an entrepreneur, you can decide. So you better, you know, when you go to work for someone, you don't decide. You punch in, you punch out, you have a schedule, right? So it's a great question. You know, there's been some learning curves with that, right? But owning my own time, you know, I love it, right? You have to be disciplined though. Because I know a lot of people that own their own time and all they do is walk 18 holes of golf, right? So for me, I love it because I'm in control of what I do minute by minute. I just have to, as someone who wants to do a million things at one time, the biggest thing that I have is being disciplined and staying, you know, one thing at a time, right? Ironically enough. Because when you own your own time, you can do whatever you want. I can do this, I can do that, I can do a million things. And I always say the guy or the who tries to catch two rabbits catches none, right? So when you own your own time, it doesn't mean you have the time to do a million things. It just means that I have more time to do one thing at a time until I get it done, whether that's me working till midnight, or maybe when I'm done with you, because I own my own time, I can get out of here and go do something to rest my brain. I get to decide. That's what I love. But I will tell you, it's caught me before. It's caught me left, right, knockout. Mm. And that's because in the beginning, I wasn't disciplined because it was my time. I'm going to go do whatever the hell I want. You know what? 2 o'clock, I'm done. And you learn real quick that when it's your time, you better put in more time.
Yeah, man. So let's dig a little bit deeper, man. Tell us your daily routine. What is your routine? Are you wanting to get up early, 4 o'clock? You know, like our friend Mike, he gets up 4 o'clock in the morning and he gets
yeah. My routine is I'm eating lunch before people are even getting out of bed. I'll put it that way. But 4:15, my alarm goes off. I have a routine. I do not keep my phone up on my bed. I want to just be totally, you know, I want to go to bed, be connected. I don't want to roll over and get a message. So I'm zoned out, right? I typically will start at night. I'll grab my iPad. I put on my headphones. I listen to an audiobook to fall asleep. 4:15, the alarm goes off. I never hit snooze. I'm up. Get dressed. I'm on my way to the gym. I grab my phone. I get back to whatever emails that I've gotten from 10 o'clock to 4, which typically aren't a lot, right? I do that just to get it out of the way, right? Get that shit out of the way. It also makes everyone think I'm nuts because they see emails coming through at 4 o'clock. I grab my shake. I'm out the door. I'm at the gym by 5:45. I leave the gym. I work out with the same guy for the last 10 years. We hold each other accountable. I hit the gym, I get back, I go home, I get dressed, I'm in the office at 8:30. I typically don't even leave the office for work anymore or for lunch, which I should, but I don't. And I leave here at 7 o'clock, I go home and I try to decompress. One of the things I was telling Mike the other day that I do, right, little tidbit, is when I pull in that garage, I try to leave my phone in the car. I'm reading a book, actually. It said today for 5 minutes, just close your eyes and say, disconnect, disconnect, disconnect for 5 minutes. Walk out of your car and leave all that shit behind. I go home and I do it. Here we go again. And because I get up so damn early, I got to be in bed at 9:30. You know, I'm not 22 years old anymore. You know what I'm saying? And I do that every single day, even on the weekends. You know what? When you read about successful people, I'm not pointing at me. I even do that on vacation, right? You know, maybe I'll sleep till 6, but it's I want to get stuff done. I want to eat the frog. If you ever heard of eat the frog, tackle all that crazy crap that's just messing your head up. But I'm 4:15 to 10 o'clock.
Man, that's awesome, man. And as I continue to study, like you said, successful people, I'm finding that to be a common thread. They get up, get what's done, and they get it done, and you know their day might extend longer, but it's done. You know they're doing work while everybody's sleeping, and that is a common thread that I'm seeing among the elite. You know these people are on the next level.
It could be either side. There's some that do it till 2 a.m, right?
Right.
My mentor, the CEO I watched. He went till 2 or 3 a.m. I was the opposite, right? I'd rather get up and knock it out and be home and just be able to relax. But you nailed it, right? If there's no such thing as a 9-to-5, man. I mean, just not in entrepreneurship, right? There are times I believe you need to decompress. And on Sunday, I try to put my phone in my sock drawer and, you know, drawer and not look at it. Right, it's hard not to want to sneak upstairs and see, you know, what emails I got. But you know, every couple of weeks I do that. But when the bell rings, it's on because someone else who wants what you have, they're willing to do it.
They're going to do it.
They're going to do it, and I'm not willing to let anyone come up behind me. You know, I'm going to relax when I'm dead. Right, right now, I just don't have time for that.
Yeah, man, that's how I feel, man. My wife.
But with that being said, I'm not one of those guys that you know, are full of, you know, crap that, you know, blah, blah. There are times, man, you got to downshift and or you're going to blow up, right? That's part of the reason I hit the gym is because that allows me to sort of stay healthy, right?
Yes, right, right.
But sometimes you got to rest your brain, and don't be scared if you're an entrepreneur. You know, if it's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and you then I'm going to smack you in the head. But, you know, if the weekend comes and you got family, you also got to do stuff that you love outside of that to keep this fresh, you know? Too many books and stuff you read, you got to go from 9 to midnight every day and don't stop. Trust me, I did that, and you do have to do that. But don't be scared to call a time out for a half a day on Sunday or all day to decompress. And a lot of entrepreneurs won't tell you that because it makes you look like a wimp. I'm not scared to tell you. In order to stay sharp, you need to lay down and relax for a little bit. Hang out with the kids or the family or the dog. Do something. Go to the pool. I don't know.
I think that's what that balance comes in there. You got to find that balance. I know for me, man, it was just like, I don't know, I got, you know, my wife was with me when I first started, grinded it out. We didn't have our son in. She was doing these events with me. I was doing AAU tournaments. We was killing it every weekend, driving every weekend, staying in hotels. It was a grind, man. And, you know, now that my son is here, finding time for him and her now, it's all finding that balance, you know. And you hit it. I'm in between. So, Jeff, what I do, I wake up an hour earlier and go to bed an hour later to get my 2 extra hours in that day.
Yep.
To grind it out, and that's with you know, that's with my meditation, my reading, working on the website, sending the emails, like you said, and get my stretching in. So I do that, and that's my time where, like you said, I decompress. Hey Jeff, let's talk about, you know, my motto for the last year has been trust the process, and just sticking to our guns and what we know and sticking to it. But like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people want to rush it. Like there's a timeline on success. What's your thoughts on that? Is there a timeline on success? Or
this is crazy. I literally did a post on this on LinkedIn yesterday, couple 100,000 views. And it was really speaking to the generation. Cause again, you got to remember, I do interviews all day long, right? Or we do a couple hundred a week here. And everybody wants, they all want it, right? Everyone wants all the good stuff, the good life, but they want it like yesterday. And I said something yesterday. I said, you got to trust the process and you got to go through the process. And I'm a huge fan of that. And I've learned that, you know, when I started, I wanted to go from 0 to 60 overnight, and it's just not reasonable, right? And too many people these days, they don't want to go through the process. Whether you're a W-2 employee, if you're a W-2 employee and you go take a job somewhere, there's a reason why the company is successful, right? Just trust it. You're going to get to where you want to go, but you're not getting there tomorrow. And for me, I'm a huge believer in trust the process, trust the plan. And you also, if you're an entrepreneur, which we're talking about, you have to be willing to understand that that process or that plan can change real quick. You know what I mean? And that's part of trusting the process. For me personally, trusting the process is I laid it out. I know my goals. I know what I need to do today. But I also know that my process can change like that with one phone call. And I need to be okay to be able to adjust and not spaz out.
Not spaz out. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm a firm believer in slow down, take a deep breath, right? You got a lot of this on your hands, right? Although we don't day to day, when you talk about life, you know, especially if you're a young guy in your 20s or 30s, you got plenty of time. Don't rush it. Take your time because the shortcuts are where you get screwed up.
Right.
And you just got to believe, if you believe, right, and you have faith, then just trust it's going to work out. And if you see something that's not, course correct it. It's okay, but don't just tap out. Or don't just think because you didn't get there in 1 month. What I see, and I'm sure you see it, I see too many people quit because they set up unreasonable, stupid expectations. And that's the process. They think, I want to go from here to here in a month. And when they're not there in a month, they think they failed. Well, no, you just have an unreasonable expectation of the process. Because I did 5 calls yesterday alone of individuals that just started the recruiting companies, and they want to know why they haven't made $1 million yet. And I'm like, you started a year ago. You're 5 years away, maybe. You know, like, you go, are you kidding me? I had in my mind I was going to be there in 6 months. And so many of those people that don't get that smack across the face of reality, they quit. They quit because they think they failed. Well, you didn't fail. You didn't have the right process. So not only do you have to believe in the process, you also have to understand a reasonable process. Right. Or you're going to think you're failing or not doing something right. And that's just not the case.
Now, Jeff, talking about the process, man, I know for me and a lot of people, along the process, you're going to lose a lot of friends. Your circle of influence is going to change. Was there any part of your, when you walked away from that, you know, I know we had, me and you talked before we did this, I know it was some haters. When you walked away from your job, you know, did you feel at any point that you were like by yourself and felt that alone feeling, like no support or no help? Were you at any point like, dang, I'm in this alone?
Yes and no. You know, show me your friends and I'll show you your future, right? Yes and no. And the yes is, I didn't want any partners. I didn't want that because I didn't want to have to deal with that. So that part, you're alone. When you come in, it's on you. You know what I mean? Like, you got to go out. So I didn't have the support if I brought a partner in. But as far as friends, you know, I've been at it long enough that my group of influence, again, are, I don't really need to go through and dissect anymore who's not there for me, who's, you know, every night I could go home and call someone and ask for advice, right? And but I built that over 18 years. In the beginning, dude, I lost all my friends, every single, and I'm going back to when I first got in the business.
Yeah.
You know, why can't you come out at night, right? Why can't you hang out? What are you doing? You ain't cool, you know. Sorry, because I had a process. My process is I need to do this, and when I get to a certain point, I can do all that. So I'm fortunate enough now that the people that I roll with and hang with, whether it's just a phone call or playing golf, we're all the same.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to get there. So if I was to backtrack in the beginning, I said goodbye to every single one of them.
Yeah.
Only because they were dragging me down. You know, I don't have time for that. You know, I don't have time for, you know, look, if you got a problem, I'm here to help, right? You know, I'm not a dick of a friend, but if everything is negative and why are you doing this and you're crazy, you know, you're going to the so in the beginning, the answer is yes. A lot of them. And guess what? Now they all want to be a piece of what I got. That's the best part, right? But fortunately enough, I'm a little older now than the 25-year-old. I'm surrounded with winners. But that was over the last 15 years of picking and choosing who you roll with.
Right, right. Right?
So at any given time, when my phone rings and it's a friend, you know, it's someone that's probably going through the same thing or been there, done that like I have. And that is huge. Being able to, you know, take a call when I get off with you on my way home of someone that's going through the same stuff. Or me, I'm never scared to reach out and say, hey, man, how do you think I should do this? I'm not bigger than life. You know, I'm humble. Hey, you know, I'm going through this tough time. What do you think? So I'm lucky that I have 100 coaches and they're all my friends that went through the same story we're talking about now. But in the beginning, every day, gone, gone, gone.
Take them off, yeah.
It's just, you know what? It sucks the life out of you. I'm not Dr. Phil. I don't have time for this. I'm trying to make my own. And, you know, we only have so many I give an F's, you know what I mean? There's only so much we can give a shit about. I'll use that, right? And that's got to be family and friends. And and I can't worry about all the other stuff because my brain, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. My brain can only hold so much. So, you know, I can't deal with negativity. It's the number one thing on my list. When I hire somebody and they come in and they start moping, dude, they're out the door so quick. I don't care how much money they would make me. They are gone. So pick and choose. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. I believe that.
Yeah, I love that. I love that quote. So let's talk about some of the mistakes that you made that you can share with us. What would you say your top mistakes that you made? You know, when you made that decision.
We could be on this thing till Saturday morning. The biggest mistake I've made over the last year is hiring fast and hiring bad people. And you know how much that takes for the guy who thinks he's the best recruiter in the world to say?
Everyone does.
Everyone does. But you know what? My mistake was we went to growth mode and I looked at dollar signs and how do I go out like Pac-Man and get that? Because it'll go away, right? So in my world, you get a job, I got to fill it. Well, I only get paid when I fill that puppy. And instead of going through the process that we do, for our clients, right? I was a dumbass and decided, oh, I just need to hire. Just give me someone that, you know, that comes in rah, rah. And that's the biggest mistake I made. And I can't tell you how much money it's cost me. It's probably set me back 6 months. And now I look in the mirror and I say, all our clients, they have these processes that we bitch and cry about. Oh my God, it's so hard to get a job there. Now I know why. Right? Because they don't want to make the mistakes that I made all year long. Trust me, I got some good ones. But the biggest mistake I made this year was rushing the process. Uh-huh. Back to your point. Rushing the interview process, getting them in quick. Why? Because we got recs we need to fill. And now, if I don't have the right person, I'd rather just tell the client I can't get it done because I'm not going to hire a mistake again.
Right. So how did you that pride piece, how did you look yourself in the mirror and be like, man, hey Jeff, yeah, I need to slow down? You know, how hard was that?
It wasn't hard because I think that's one of the things I'm strong at, knowing what I'm not good at. You know what I mean? Now as someone who's a good recruiter, right, I just knew my weakness was I wasn't being disciplined on my front. And it wasn't hard at all. I'm actually one of those guys that feel good. It's almost therapeutic when I admit I screwed up, because the only way you're going to get ahead is when you know you know the only lessons you ever learn are your mistakes.
Right.
Right. When you're winning, you're just winning. You're just going. So it was one of those mistakes that, look, I make mistakes all the time that are little stupid ones. Okay, cool. Let's not do that again. This was one where I said, this needs to change. So it wasn't hard to admit. It was actually almost rewarding because now I know that shit won't happen again. Yeah, so, you know, and by the way, I make a million of mistakes, but that's the biggest one. That's the biggest one that cost me, you know, money, right? And look, at the end of the day, we're in it for the love, but we're also in it to get paid and make money and support and give back and all that crap. That's the one mistake that will haunt me for the next year.
So, real quick, Jeff, before we let you go, it's two things I want to share with our listeners and viewers. The first thing I want you to help us with is, how do I take my business and my life to another level?
Whew. You know, all I could tell you is the way I do it. One, if this ain't right, nothing will be right. So I believe in, like you said, the meditation, the yoga. For me, it's the gym. I got the app on my phone where when I'm stressed out, I hit the quick shut my door 10-minute meditation, you know, the Calm app. I believe to get to the next level, this has to be right first. Bottom line, you know, and I mean, you know, the mind, the body, and the spirit, literally, like you gotta get up and you gotta be in shape because it's a grind. But the way you take it to the next level is to do what I just said. Don't be bigger than you think you are and be scared to reach out and ask for help. Don't be too cocky to call somebody and say, man, this is embarrassing, but this is the mistake I made. How do you think I fix it? That's just my advice. And too many people, you know, I call them, they live in the Instagram world, right? They post pictures of cars that aren't theirs, big old fat Rolexes that aren't theirs, right? And get out of the Instagram world and live in reality. And that is, if there's an issue, pick up the phone, call a friend, call a mentor. It's okay. You're not going to, you know, you'll get over it. And by the way, once you do that, it becomes addictive because now you're like, you know what? It's not all on me. You know what I mean? Even though the business is on my shoulders, I got people that'll help me that aren't expecting a paycheck. Those, you know, those are the real mentors. So if you want to go to the next level, my advice on a Friday is this. One, skip happy hour and work. Okay? Seriously. You know, don't worry about what your friends are doing. Work. Right? Sleep. You know, wake up earlier, sleep, go to bed later. But the real thing that I can tell you as an entrepreneur, because you're going to hear all those things I just said by everybody, is don't be scared to ask for help. Don't, because you'll get kicked so hard in the face, and then it's too late. You know what I mean? So you want to go to the next level. Surround yourself with the right people, and don't be scared to admit when you made a mistake, and don't be scared to ask for the help.
All right, hey Jeff, that's good, man. Now I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna put you on the spot. So I'm looking at the quote, right? And this is, I didn't know you did it. So this is for our listeners and viewers. This is, I met Jeff, like I said, it was just random. It's just sometimes, you know, like attract like. I was just looking for somebody that can just pour into me, and I just wanted to pick their brain. So that's how I met Jeff, everybody.
All right, give it to me, baby. I'm ready.
Yeah, so when I found out that Jeff wrote this. Now listen, I'm gonna post it on here on the video so you guys can see it. So it's gonna be on the screen. If you're listening, go to YouTube so you can see the video. It says, recruiters, if a woman has a gap in her resume due to raising a child or maternity leave, it does not mean she forgot how to work or lost any of her skills. If anything, I believe she will be more determined because now she has more mouths to feed. Don't overlook these resumes. Pick up the phone, have a conversation. I promise you, you will find some major winners. Talking to too many moms that are having a hard time getting back to work and raising a kid. Let's make this change together. This has had over 10 million views, 85,000 likes, and over 3,000 comments. Jeff, where in the world did that come from?
Dude, I can't. I'm still riding that right now, man. I got off the phone. I still remember I was at home. I got off the phone, young lady, maybe 30, but been out of work a year with a kid, and she was just telling me about the struggle. And that week, I probably had three or four either those phone calls or LinkedIn messages, right? And it was just one of those, you know, when something just ticks. And I said, no, I ain't having this. I said, I'm going to let this be heard. And I typed it. I sent it over to my guy who helps me with my social. I said, just check this spell check because I'm going to put this out there tomorrow. But it was one of those ones. I read an article someone wrote about me today about I've gotten a lot of press lately on this. And it was one of those that came from here. It wasn't, let me type this up to see if I can get something to go viral, right? So I put it on the next morning, and it just exploded. And it came from, by the way, that got me a lot of haters. And the haters are, by the way, if you're watching, go to YouTube and you'll see my follow-up video. This wasn't a knock on the guys that stay at home, right? I love those guys. But this is different. When you read 3,400, it's the most commented post in LinkedIn. 3,400 women got on there and told their story. Some of them tell, if you read it, it'll get you, that they prolonged having a family because they knew they would lose their opportunity at work, right? Mm. Powerful shit. Powerful. So after like my fifth call email in a week, I just said, you know what? Even though I'm this motivational guy, rah, rah, get your head out of your ass, I said, my voice is going to be heard on this one. I hit return and 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, say, like exploded. I'm still dealing with it, but, and I'm passionate about it because I see it, right? I'm a male saying it, which is why it went viral, right? It came from a male. Women have been saying this for years.
Right.
And I believe it. Like, I got on the phone today with a woman who can't find a job. She has a 2-year job gap. Now, part of it is they're searching for the job wrong because things have changed in 2 years. But you talk to these women, right? And you can throw the guys in there, they're at home, but we're talking about the women. And I would get off the phone and be like, I would hire that lady in a heartbeat. Like, just because she was at home, which, by the way, you know, is probably the hardest job you could have, doesn't make her not as gritty, as grind, you know what I mean? She don't lose that. If anything, she wants it more. She's been locked up at home for 2 years. So I just typed away, man. I didn't make one correction. I didn't delete, rewind. I just bang, bang, boom. It's changed my life, for right now. And I believe in it. So now, you know, it's going to be sort of part of my mission to help change the way these companies think, you know. But when you throw into that, because there is an element, whether you're taking care of a sick parent, right? Whether it's a guy at home, it really is all the same. But for every one of those, there's like 10,000 women, right? So that's why it's more powerful.
Right.
But yeah, I wrote that and one of the most viewed posts in LinkedIn history, man. And the best part about it is I can tell you, I wasn't going for that. You know, I was just trying to say enough's enough. I thought, you know, a couple moms would chime in.
Right.
But that's how it happens, right? In business too, to all your listeners, shit's going to happen good and bad when you don't expect it. So I'm going to leave you with this. This is how I live my life. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it again. I learned it a long time ago. The highs are never as high and the lows are never as low. Just go through life like this, right? You know, don't do it for the high, don't do it for the low. And I take that energy from the highs to feed me when I'm low. But just go through, even keel, and you'll get through your issues. It's changed me the way I live like this now. People can't rattle me. You know what I mean? But yeah, I appreciate you reading that. That was a big deal. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, man. It was, you know, it's powerful, man. Fortunately, yeah, we just went through it with my wife, you know, having our first child, and we just went through it, and she was blessed to get another job. And be able to, you know, bounce back and go through that. But like I said, you know, all those stories that those women are going through, that fear of not being able to catch up or being at home. Anybody out of work for 2 or 3 years and want to get back in there, I know it presents different challenges, especially with the way technology is just every day is something new and they might feel like they're behind. And so definitely what university recruiters are doing. You guys are doing amazing things, man. I can't wait to just tour the office up there.
Can't wait to have you.
And thanks, man. Jeff, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's been good. I appreciate it. And you know, anyone out there needs me, tell them how to get a hold of me. If anyone out there is struggling finding a job, I'm not going to say I'm going to get you a job, but I'll give you 20 minutes of my time to teach you how to go get the job.
Right.
So have them get a hold of you. Put them in touch with me. I'll take anyone who wants 20, 30 minutes of my time that's struggling, it's tricky. The job search world is different. So if you're having any issues, get a hold of my boy. He'll put you in touch with me. I'll give you 30 minutes on my calendar, and we'll get you squared away.
Man, that's great, man. Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Like my boy Zig Ziglar said, I'll see you at the top.
I'll see you there, buddy. I'll talk to you next week.